You're now listening to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. Man, fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Man, fuck you, bitch. Man,
fuck you, motherfucker. Dark
skin. You only like that ass nigga, bitch.
Man, always hating.
Hi, welcome to another episode of The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. And I'm back with the homie, J Trill. Justin, what's up, my fellow house husband?
Man, it's always good to hang out with you, man. Get away from the wife, get out the house.
Yeah.
House husband things.
We had a good week last week. You know, we were able to, go out and went to a bar and went and played some pool and just did house husband things.
Yeah, man. Drinks on deck.
Yep. You know, pool hall on deck. Racist manager tried to leave when he saw us show up and say that they tried to close because he probably thought we was going to have some type of fight or something. But, you know, house husbands don't always get in fights and throw drinks at people's faces.
Yep. That's the good thing about us. If we do, normally we only arguing with other people.
Yep.
You know, exactly. We got each other back.
Exactly. You try to step to Justin, I'm throwing a drink in your face. It's just going to happen. Get used to it.
Right. And then, you know, afterwards we hung out too at, you know, the pizza place. It was real nice as well.
Went to Fuel Pizza. The girl at the counter was very mean to me and Damon, but she really enjoyed her some light-skinned Justin. It was crazy to see a girl that dark with all that self-hate, but I couldn't be jealous. I was just like, you know, we still got it, you know?
Yep. You know, she thought because I was light-skinned, I had money, I was going to give her a tip.
Wrong.
Not happening.
Yeah, this isn't the black guys who tip. This is the real house husbands.
Right.
You know, every week we try to come up with something that can help the listeners out. And this week is no exception. This is a list that I found that said 10 surprising things that all wives should know about their husbands. And I was reading and I said, this is something that is so good that we need to share with our audience. Okay. It is written by Woman's Day. Mm-hmm. Her name, a person that works for Woman's Day. Her name is Lauren Ramakrishna. Okay. She got these laws.
I'm a firm believer in, you know, listening to women's advice about relationships.
Me too.
The key word is listening.
Not really taking it into, not taking it into consideration, but I will listen to it.
Right. I will listen.
Number one, what women need to know is when he needs space. Okay. I agree with this one. Because a lot of times a woman comes in and she sees you doing something, playing a video game. She's trying to snuggle all up under you. It's like, bitch, get off me.
And see, that's kind of why I disagree with it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to know when I need space. She needs to know to listen when I tell her to give me space.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the difference. If
whenever she
comes home, she needs to automatically try to snuggle up, ask me what I want, how I'm feeling. And then I'll tell her, bitch, give me some space.
Yeah, this is clearly written by a woman, because what I would change this to is she needs to learn when I will allow her in my space.
Right.
You know, like if I'm wearing a green shirt, you can come hang out. Any other color, that means go to the other room until I call for you.
Right.
Number two, when he's really listening. Ladies need to pay attention and know when your man is really listening. So to me, that means never. Because I'm never really listening to you. You're still a woman. You still got a tiny woman brain. And there's no need for you to say your little tiny ideas to a big brain man like me.
Right. I'm always listening.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to listen to, you know, what not just my woman, but really any woman have to say. And it's kind of like going to a comedy show. Like, I listen for entertainment. Like,
okay,
like you said, with their tiny brains, it's like little amusing jokes.
It is hilarious. You know, I've taken to this new thing where I have a jar of cookies in the house and I give it to Karen as like a snack to like reinforce good behavior.
Right. Like, so it's entertaining when they do talk and tell their little amusing stories about their day. And it's like, ha ha ha, you simple bitch.
Right.
Like,
look
like,
at you trying to be an adult.
Right, so it's I do listen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you can always tell when I'm really listening, because that's when I go shut up, you know,
right?
Because you finally annoyed me enough. But in general, the correct answer is that I'm never listening to you. So
right, well, that's kind of my it, like her knowing when I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
you don't need to know anything. You just, I'm allowing you to have a conversation.
Right.
You're being allowed to speak.
When I tell you shut up, you know that you've been heard.
Right. You don't need to at that point try to figure out if I'm listening, because this means you probably have thoughts about that.
Right. You never know when I'm really listening, because when I'm really listening is when I'm tapping your phone calls, you know, whenever your girlfriends try to send you an email or a private message. That's when I'm really listening to see like what exactly is going on and make sure that, you know, you're not cheating or doing anything stupid. Right. Number three, the most productive way to fight. A woman should know the most productive way to fight, which is to shut up and let me have my way.
Oh, I thought she was talking about how to work the video game controllers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't mind you knowing the most productive way to fight if a woman tries to step to me in public and then I don't want to hit her. So you need to learn, like, the most productive way for your fighting technique. How duck and dodge, you know, the windmill, how to, like, grab a girl's weave and stuff like that. Because I'm not going to be fighting them. I'm not messing up my fingernails.
Does it say to suck my dick and swallow?
It doesn't, but it's implied.
Because unless that was her advice on how to fight, is to suck my dick and swallow and then go sit in the corner.
Like it says here, ask yourself, when would I want to have this conversation? Then think about what might work best for your husband. And if you're thinking correctly and you're thinking about my mindset, then it's never. So, number four, you need to know when an argument is going nowhere. Well, the second you walk in the door disagreeing, it ain't going nowhere but wherever I want it to go.
How did this woman get her job?
Right.
Like, what do you mean? First of all, who's arguing?
Right. It can't be an argument if you just listening to what I'm telling you to think.
Right.
We shouldn't even have these issues.
Who gave this woman an opinion? She clearly is dating other women.
Yeah, clearly another woman.
Because she's not dating a man.
Yeah, this is what they think we think. Number five, which topic set him off? All of them. All of them set me off if you talking about it.
Why is all her advice geared towards actually having conversations and talking?
Yeah. You know what topic sets me off? Move from in front of the TV.
Right.
That sets me off.
You want to know what sets me off? You thinking you can talk. Like, cause now I'm starting to reverse my position on this I'm listening to you type thing. Because before, yes, I'm listening to, you know, musical anecdotal stories, but you having a complaint about something, no, that's all the way. That means you actually are forming an opinion.
You know what sets me off?
In my house.
What sets me off is when people say, when they say, like, where you been? That's not a question for you to be asking someone like me.
Right.
I ask you that.
Right. Don't even ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just assume I'm doing excellent unless I tell you otherwise.
Close to spectacular is how I'm always doing.
Right.
I'll let you know if it's not.
Like, you clearly know I'm a winner. And you clearly know you're lucky to be in my presence.
Number six, how and when to be his support system. All the time. You always my support. I'm the star. You support me. Okay? Whether that be financial support, emotional support, sexual support, any type of support, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Lumbar support.
See, I was thinking, because she know I have big balls and I wear the pants around here, that maybe, you know, when to walk around holding my balls and when not, like that type of support.
Yeah, but you need to know, I'll let you know when you're always on duty. I'll let you know when you had a day off.
Because I walk around sometimes saying I got to let my balls hang. Like, you don't need to hold them up today. Like, I don't have on boxes today.
I agree 100%. Number seven, when he's not loving your love life. I do expect you to know that. Okay. And you'll be able to tell by how many other women I'm taking home. You know, how many nights a week am I calling you from a hotel room? You don't know the number because it's not listed. That's when you can say he's not loving the love life. When I'm at the strip club, I come home smelling like perfume and glitter all on my neck. I'm not loving the love life. Step your love life game up.
I think even then, it doesn't matter. You should always be on your A game. Like, always. Like,
yeah. And if I'm cheating on, but I'm just saying, if I'm cheating, it is your fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, if by any chance, you go, something is wrong, he's not coming home anymore, it's something you did. It's never me, is what I'm trying to say. So.
Yeah, right, I agree with that.
Yeah, pay attention to what you did wrong.
It took too long for you to make me get my net.
Like, right. Why is it taking 5 minutes? The time was four. Now this is your fault. I had to go find a 4 minute timer.
Right. Like I'm used to 10 strokes and we out.
Right. Now I'm supposed to be caressing your feelings and shit. Come on.
Foreplay.
What is, yeah. Okay. Forget that.
Right. But you better crawl around on your hands and knees.
Mm-hmm. On all fours play.
Right.
Number eight, how he views his role as husband and father. I think you meant master and commander. They spelled it wrong.
She clearly is with another woman. She's not dating a man. Yeah. Because how I view my role is I'm in charge.
Why would a man even let her answer write this?
Right. You hit the lottery when I ask you for your number.
Number nine, what's his dream job or vacation or car is? My dream job is you shutting the fuck up and getting me a scotch.
Right.
You know?
My dream job is you going to work.
Right. And I stay home and play video games all day.
Right. That's my dream job.
Right.
I seem to be making that happen.
Right. I'm already living the dream.
Right. Who the fuck is she to question?
That's a low key insult trying to tell us to get a job.
Right.
Like being a house husband isn't hard enough work putting up with your ass.
Right. Like, so who? I bet she doesn't even work herself.
Right. She probably did. She think that writing this article is a job.
Her trifling ass.
Yeah. Okay. Number 10. And this is the most important one. And I do agree with everything about this one. That you don't know everything about him. And that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't deserve to know. You just need to know what I tell you, you can know. And don't question it. Even if I contradict myself later with something else, it's time for you to just accept that.
Yeah, all you do need to know about me is I like my dick sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I like for you to walk around naked.
Mm-hmm.
I like dinner. I like dessert.
I prefer my sandwiches without the edges.
Right.
There you go.
I like pork chops at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Just my thing.
That's all you need to know. All this other shit is just, you know, that should be number 10 should have been number 1 to me. Okay, because that to me sums up the whole list. You know, right. I'll tell you what you need to think.
She had 3 points about communication.
Yeah, what is that?
Right, none of them involve sucking dick. What?
Yeah, like when I talk, whenever I have a conversation with a woman, I prefer that it sounds like, well, you know, I've been having a lot on my mind lately. Because my dick is in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's how I prefer it. Man, I'm just glad we got off to a good start, man.
It should have been. Well, can I say it should have been? She should have been giving advice on hairstyles that your husband can grab the back of your head while you're giving head.
What kind of weave glue will keep it on your head when he grabs it?
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's the kind of stuff women need to know.
Yeah. This other thing, I don't. Women, you.
When is he listening? Never, bitch.
And this right here is why people love house husbands.
Right. Because we keep the real, man. We're not speaking of which, man, I'm just glad that we back, because I actually did have something I want to talk to you about.
Word.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, man. I was thinking about, you know, we had a conversation last week, man, and I was thinking like how I kind of need to spice up my life, need to do some things, man. So I'm trying to get back in the studio and get back to rapping again, you know.
Right. I remember you being all right rapper, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I want to be Sweetwater Top Vola again.
Yeah, you was okay. You had a song or two that, and I know I never made radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what they call me, is the sausage of the South. Everybody was like, you know, the sausage of the South need to get back on this shit. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Who is everybody?
You know, all the fans, Sweetwater Top Vola.
You had fans?
Yeah, all the time when I do shows and stuff, you know, a lot of people come out and support, you know, and they really been like, you know, we looking for that Top Vola, man. What's up? When you coming back? You know, a lot of the white kids at the YMCA, you know, a lot of the parents and stuff for those kids.
Cool. That sounds good, man. That sounds good.
Yeah. So what I'm, you know, but you know, it's hard in the entertainment game to get back in. Cause everything costs so much these days.
Well, not for a player like you.
What, I mean, you would think, right? You would think, but, you know, I've been talking to people and I'm like, hey, maybe, I could get back in. They like, that's cool, but it's going to cost you, you know, about 10 G's to get, you know, a good single pop off and running. Now, all I need is just one single, and then it's basically going to be like printing money, because I just need the world to know that I'm back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Might, you know, after that, might consider doing a video, couple hundred thousand, something like that. But, you know,
okay.
First things first, I need to record, man. And I was kind of, you know, I remember we talked about Cut the Checks, and, you know, you never really did anything with that money to start that business. So I was thinking, like, we could just use that money and, like, kind of go in on it together, you know.
Oh, like a partnership.
Yeah, like a partnership. You know, I'll be doing all the rapping and stuff, and then, like, you will be funding my studio time. And, you know, when the single come out, it's like it'll be both of ours, but it'll have my name on it.
So I don't, I gotta get to be in the videos? Do I get to talk on the songs?
I don't really think that that's your strong suit. You know, I feel like you more of a producer type, you know, provide some of the revenue to kind of start the venture.
I mean, you know, I do have a keen business mind.
Exactly, exactly.
And so what would be my return of interest on this? Like, what do we, like, what type of partnership? 50-50?
I mean, for, hey, I'll be very interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, returning that, you know, I'll be returning any type of interest that you have in the project. I'm returning it.
No, so you're saying it's a one-time investment. We're not real partners though.
No, I mean, no, what I'm saying, once I start off and I get on my own too, like, then, you know, we can more concentrate on your stuff. But first, we need to, like, get money so I can do my thing, and then that'll, like, help you get in the game.
So, do I have a guarantee on getting my money back? Like, what's
You know, it's a guarantee. You know, if we sell a couple hundred thousand, you know, you should be able to make your money back, you know, and then everything should be
so
straight.
So, I got to sell the CDs, too? I got to,
yeah.
I have to help out in that way?
Now see, this motherfucker Justin think he's some type of baller all the time. When it was time to Cut the Checks, he was like, "Ron, you gonna help me do the Cut the Checks, man?" And I was like, "Sure, I'll think about it, but probably not." And now this motherfucker gonna try to front on me? Like, I'm not the most talented rapper that he's ever met in his life. He's lucky I'm even asking him to be part of me coming back. This could be big for everybody. But now he wanna hesitate on his money. See, this is why I can't fuck with broke niggas.
So if I give you this money, I'm not guaranteed to get it back. And you saying I have to sell CDs, like we're going to be at the Walmart and
yeah, out the back of the trunk probably, you know, I got a whole like marketing strategy. It's you know, we're going to be doing parking lot to lot sales where we go basically straight from our trunk to the distribution model in the parking lots of several. I've already picked out several local grocery stores and a couple of Targets even, because I'm trying to go upscale with this.
This motherfucker must be crazy as hell to think I'm gonna give him any of my money when he was fronting on my business. He ain't want to put in shit. He told me no right off the gate. He think I'm gonna give him my money? I'm really just asking him questions. I know I ain't gonna give him shit. I'm gonna string it out as long as I can, ask him a bunch of stupid shit just to see what he say, just for my entertainment. But I ain't giving this motherfucker a dime. I wish he would. I almost spit on his face when he came out his mouth asking me for some motherfucking money. Nigga better take out a loan if he can with his bad ass credit. No, his wife ain't got no money. Fuck her too. Out here stunting, wearing fancy pocketbooks, fancy car. I got to always pick him up in my car and shit, cause she got the car. He out here on the bus and shit. Now he wanna borrow some money. Nigga, please.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? I'm thinking that we could distribute some shit at the parking lot for that. I'm talking about like not, cause like a lot of people, they be going like Radio Shack with this, but nah, right. I'm thinking Best Buy. Like we go out to the parking lot Best Buy and sell these bad boys $5 a pop.
Now, do you still have the analog equipment you was using or?
You know, I still do have that, the Casio keyboard. I still got that. You know, gotta take that out of storage. You know, that's okay. Part of the 10,000 is I gotta get a lot of my equipment out of storage so that we can record again, you know, make some of these beats and make it happen, man. So look, man, let me just point blank, man, you down or, I mean, cause you asking a lot of questions.
I mean, you know, it's not that it's a lot of money, but.
Yeah, it's just 10 G's.
You know, but it's a risk of putting my name to this project to endorse you when.
Or you trying to say, I'm not, you know, I'm not, but the sausage of the South not about to come back and take it to the top, dog?
I mean, I know you got paid to do cookouts and birthday parties and things like that. I know people locally, you know, supported you, mainly relatives.
Wait, hold up. I know you trying, sausage of the South not local, dog. You know what, man?
Mainly, I mean, hold on.
If you don't want to support my dream, dog, then just say so.
I'm not saying no, but I am saying, The words that come on my mouth, they start with an N and an O.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying no.
You know what, man?
I'm just not going to write
a
check.
You know what, man? Fuck you, dog. I don't need this shit. I get the money from Karen anyway.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying not. Fuck you, like, man. Like, I'm not writing a check.
No, I'm good. Let me out of the car.
I'm not supporting this
Pull
idea.
Pull over and let me out of the car, man. I'm done.
I'm not thinking this is a good idea for you.
I'm done. Just let me out of the car.
Like, I'm not saying no. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I'm not going to do it.
Right. Okay, just let me out.
It's not
just,
no, it's a not.
Look, this is my car.
Let me out. This is my car. Get you a car.
Just let me out. I'll have Karen come pick me up. I don't need this.
Oh, I'm going to let you out. Hold on. It's a puddle up there I'm pulling up to.
Okay, then.
I want to pull up to the puddle.
Man, fuck you then, dog. Bye. Fuck you, nigga. Man, after that brief setback with Justin, I realized that it's time for me to center myself and take things back to where I need to be taking them and get back into my home life, because the people that you love are the only people you can expect to be for you, there for you. So I hit up Karen and said, hey, why can't we work this out between us and maybe you can give me the money to get in the studio? Hey, Karen, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, girl. You know, you looking nice today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to meet you here. I appreciate you coming to pick me up after Justin left me out in the rain. But I just wanted to talk to you at the restaurant.
Talk to me about what?
Well, first, I mean, you don't got to get an attitude. I mean, I just want to talk to you.
I'm out here in the rain getting my hair wet after Keisha just did my hair the other day, nigga. What do you want?
You're right. Let's get to the point. And your hair does look nice in the rain. I just think that you talked about me being back in the studio, and I told you, it costs a lot of money. So I hit up Justin, to like maybe go in on the venture together. I need about $10,000.
$10,000? Ain't that your boy? Didn't that business he have fail? What is he doing with that extra money then?
He don't want to support me because I didn't help out on Cut the Checks, but,
Cut the Checks wouldn't shit, that's why.
Right. That's what I told him. But then I was thinking, like, maybe you could help, maybe, like, subsidize some of my studio time, you know, with some of our savings, and I could get another new single out.
Give you money for your career?
Yeah, for my, so I can get back in the studio. Sweetwater Tyvola, Sausage of the South, I'm back.
Why would I do something like that?
Because you my wife, you're supposed to be supporting my dreams. What's wrong with you?
Hey,
why are you acting like this?
Hey, I don't want to hear none of this.
No,
you know we driving down 77.
Well, maybe I just need to stay at home. Maybe I just need to stay home. I'm just gonna start coming to your job and I'm gonna borrow the car and I'm just gonna stay with you all the time. Maybe we can just hang out.
No. You know you ain't. No,
that's all. Maybe that's all I need to do.
You know what? Let me dig down in my left titty over here. I think I got about 10 G's underneath this C cup I got. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 2.
That's only $1,000, Karen. How am I gonna make it with just $1,000?
Well, I need 10 G's. Well, you know what? This $1,000 will get your shit out of the storage. I got a separate banking account with my name on it only, so you don't have access to it. So
okay, all right.
I'll go pull the other 9 out of that account.
Okay.
Because I'd rather give you the money to pay for this shit than to have you harass me to goddamn death.
Well, you know, this is why I love you, and I just appreciate you supporting my dream to get back on the microphone. And you know, this is what house husbands have to, you know, we have to go through. It's so hard, and a lot of people don't understand that. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, this nigga took my $1,000. You know what I had planned with my motherfucking $1,000? Oh, nigga. Now me and the girls can't go to the strip club now. I had planned on going to Vegas and shit. I'd already had my ticket booked. Now I got to cancel all my motherfucking plans because he want a goddamn rap. He's terrible at the shit. But I'd rather him rap over there with his no rapping ass friend Justin than to be all in my goddamn face driving me up the wall. To my baby, listen, I don't give a fuck about none of this bullshit. But I guess that money is so worth him getting the hell out my face.
Well, this has been another episode of The Real House Husbands. Thank y'all so much for listening. I hope y'all learned a lot because we were able to talk about, 10 things that women need to be listening for when they talk to their husbands so they can learn for a change. You know, Karen supported my dream. I don't know if Justin's ever going to be on the show again because fuck him. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that real house husbands go through all the time. And I tell people that the life is hard, but they don't understand. So if anybody out there is in a relationship where you feel like somebody's not listening to you and you feel like they don't want to pay attention, just stand up and voice yourself and be strong like we are and tell them that they need to hurry up and do what you tell them to do sometimes because you're the man of the house. And as the man...
Hey, you still on that recording? Ain't this supposed to be done by now? I thought I gave you money for your mixtape. Nigga, why you ain't rapping?
I'm about to get off right now, baby. One second. So, this has been another episode of The Real House Husbands. Thank y'all so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Husbands in the house. Peace.